And if you, if somebody works for you, maybe does something in the yard, and he's real lazy, and you decide, well, you're just not going to have him anymore, and you discharge him, he might come back to you and say, well, give me another
dime.
Okay, if he wants to work again, he might say, well, I'll do better. Give me another
raise.
Okay, or just another chance?
Chance, yes, a chance. You're right.
Okay, and if a man is in a good mood, if he's very happy, you might say he's really in a good
spirit.
Okay. Do you ever use humor or humor?
He's in a good humor. Okay. He's in a good humor. I don't know how you spit it.
Okay. And if you have a hired man who just keeps loafing all the time and you decide that you're just not going to keep him anymore, you might tell a friend, well, I think I'm going to...
Let him go.
Okay. Did you ever say to get rid of him?
Get rid of him.
Okay. And if you're in school and somebody took your pencil, you might say, who?
Got it.
Okay. Have you got another word for it to take it like that? To who swiped it or who?
You can say you swiped it.
Okay. And if you're recalling something, you say, oh, I've forgotten about that, but now I...
Call.
How what?
Call. Now I call.
Okay. And if you're talking about something that happened a long time ago with someone, and you might say they're recalling it, you might say, well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure don't.
I don't remember.
Right. And if you have a friend that you keep in touch with by mail, you might say, well, just yesterday I have.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm going to.
Answer.
Okay, I'm going to write. I'm going to. Yesterday he wrote. He
wrote to me.
And tomorrow I'm going to
answer.
Okay, or
write back.
Okay, and you might say, well, every week I have her a letter.
Have a letter from her.
Okay,
week.
And you send one to her. You
yes,
say,
ma'am.
I have.
Have to answer.
Okay, every week I'm
in that seat.
Uh-huh.
I have my daughters every week and they get from me every week.
Well, that's good.
I got to answer and have certain times to write.
Sure. And if you write a letter, then you expect to get
another one.
Okay, an answer.
An answer.
And all the, you put the letter in the envelope and then you take your pen and put the name.
Address it.
Okay.
Put a stamp on it.
And, if you don't know somebody's street and city, you might say, well, now, do you know what
what was the question?
If you want to write to someone, but you don't know the street.
His address.
Okay. And if a little boy has learned to whistle, maybe, and you didn't know he could do that, you might say, well, who?
Who learned to that?
Okay.
Talk to that.
Uh-huh. And if you're getting ready to go, say you were going to visit, your daughter, you might say, well, right now we're next
getting
Wednesday.
Ready.
Okay.
Packing.
Okay. And what do children call another child who always goes and tells?
Telltale.
And if you want a bouquet of flowers for the dinner table, you'd go out in the garden and
pick them.
How's that?
Pick them.
And something that a child would play with is a
ball.
Okay, or just different kinds of them. Go get if not just a ball, it might be a game or a doll or anything, and he's bothering you, you want to say, well, go on and play with your
doll.
Okay, or your toys.
Yeah.
You ever say play pretty for toys? No.
Huh?
Play pretty?
Yeah, go play where you play pretty.
Okay. And if something happened that you expected, or that you were afraid was going to happen, you might say, I was going to happen. I just
knew it was going to happen.
Okay.